Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Wholeness Podcast. I'm your host, Melissa Catherine, intuitive coach specializing in mindset mastery and committed to bringing you back to wholeness, the truth of who you were before you ever thought you were less than, whether it's due to a number on the scale, a trauma, or challenges in life. So many of us have limiting beliefs that we somehow aren't enough, and I'm here to tell you it's just not true. As a leader in transformation, having been a coach for almost a decade, with a background as a nutritionist, fitness expert, and hypnotherapist, I specialize in emotional and mindset mastery, with a spiritual connection to support you in living your best life in a body that you love. Listen each week to receive expert guidance, live coaching, and have your questions answered. It's time for you to have wholeness now.
Hey guys, I am really, really excited to be here with you today. So for those of you that were a part of the Wholeness Podcast from the birth of it, to when we got beautifully picked up by LA Talk Radio. If you are new to me, definitely check out the beginning episodes where I really share a lot around a multitude of topics. But today in particular, I'm really, really excited. And I didn't want to bring a guest on because I wanted to share with you a powerful process that I've been doing with my clients and in my groups. And I really wanted to share it with you. 2020 has been a tumultuous year. It has been unprecedented, and it has been beautiful, challenging, highs, lows, and everything in between. With 2021, I think there's a lot of trepidation. I think this Groundhog's Day type feeling, you know, it's kind of like, well, that wasn't really New Year's, and it's kind of a weird one. And what a fact that COVID hasn't ended, and you know, some countries have gone back into complete lockdown. You know, I have clients in England that are like, you know, we are only allowed out 1 hour a day, you know, and it's been a lot. And I do not want to demean what anybody is going through, and my heart hurts, you know, and just my heart goes out to so many, and immense prayers and love is constantly, you know, constantly sharing that and holding that intention for what's to come. Now, one of the things that I'm very, very, that I like to teach, and in my background, and knowing that I am an intuitive and a transformational leader, coach, and most of all, what I consider myself as more an inspirer of change and of bringing you back to limitless nature that is you. One of the primary messages that I've received constantly over and over and was being shown and guided to is that you are limitless. And when we can rest in knowing that we are of divine consciousness, that you have everything you need within you, that if you can go back to the power that is you, you know, the reason why my business is called Wholeness, wholeness is coming back to the truth of who you are before you ever thought you were less than, whether it's due to a number on the scale, a trauma, or a limiting belief. One of my primary mantras is choose you. And on the flip side of that, what I always say is the only excuses that exist are the ones that we create. And the only limitations that exist are the ones that we allow. Really write that down and take a moment to take that in. The only excuses that exist are the ones that you create. The only limitations that exist are the ones that we allow, and vice versa. What are we allowing? What are we creating? What beliefs or misbeliefs have and are we continuing to perpetuate and turn into our story and make our truth that is now dictating our future? So yes, no matter what hand you've been dealt this year, for some it has been beautiful, ever expansive, and they learned a great deal and turned the challenge into a gift. Others have really been, you know, knocked down. I don't want to demean either. And so what I do want to say though is that in 2021, we can make life happen for you instead of feeling like life is happening to you. And we do that by getting out of recognizing what we currently see and our reality as being the primary reality of the box that we must live in, but actually recognizing and going back to the truth of who we are before we ever thought we were less than, going back to the power that is you before any pre-programming, any projections, any society, any beliefs that you were less than started to take hold. So when we can get back to that state, then you actually see if I am limitless, then there is nothing outside of me and everything is in me. If I am limitless, then there's nothing that I cannot do, be, or have. And that's a beautiful place to start your new year. So I wanted to start off today with this and then also go into some intuitive guidance that I received that I really wanted to share collectively that I was really getting. And then we're going to go into a six-step process. This is a powerful, what I call my miracle manifestation process. It's a six-step, very simple process for creating and manifesting what you want in your life. So if you've been sitting there and you're like, I have all of these goals that are still on my goal list that I haven't achieved, this will do it. So instead of going like, oh, look, another year later and I didn't get this, or having a laundry list of all these things that you want and feeling overwhelmed by them, or noticing that come February, you already have not stayed true to commitments that you made for yourself, I'd like to pull back on that and take this time to support you in A, getting clear, 2, getting into inspired action, and 3, feeling and seeing what's possible. All right. So are you so excited? Because I really am. And this is what we're going to do today. So one of the primary words that I really received and one of the things that I really like to encourage everyone to do is to pick a word or words. So if there's been one word, I really try to say no more than 3, but 1 to 3 words that powerfully speak to you. Make that your theme for the year. So if, for instance, my word last year was expansive, and I knew that I wanted to feel expansive in all areas, I didn't want any stagnation. I wanted to feel expressed. I wanted to feel expansive in my experiences, in the work that I was doing, in the impact I was making, expansive in love that I was emitting and love that I was receiving, right? I just expansion. Really, really spoke to me. This year, the words limitless and balance have really come into my sphere of being. Now, when I was really meditating and getting clear and asking for guidance for the collective, balance was a word that I was given across the board. COVID, an element in which many are needing to still look within and do the internal work, look at those parts of yourself that you haven't wanted to see. I think that's been one of the biggest challenges with COVID is that take the busyness away and make us all stand still. And we actually have to look and be with ourselves. We have to be with what we've created in our lives. We have to be with decisions that we've made. We have to be with who we've chosen to be. We can no longer override dissatisfaction or discord within ourselves or in our lives by what's going on just in the busyness of life. We now actually need to deal with it. And that is, most numb out. They numb out with social media. They numb out with gambling. They numb out with sex. They numb out in perpetual relationships. They numb out in with always being a victim. They numb out. I mean, there's ways we can. Well, when you take many numbing agents away and busyness, being a workaholic, all of those things away, then you actually have to go, wait, who am I? And it's really scary to get to a certain point in your life and go, I really have no idea, right? I don't know. Take all of this away and I don't know. And it scares the crap out of me. And I would rather just stay busy. I would rather just get caught up in these things. And what you're seeing is that even in all of that, the discord doesn't go away. And that's one of the things that I really got was a primary message is we need to take the time to look and not to be afraid to look at what hasn't worked, but be excited because where there is contrast, there is a gift. where there is contrast, we're being shown the way to that which we want. So if you're sitting there going, I don't know how I am, start, what do I know that I don't like? And in finding and tapping into those areas, will you find your way and know what you do like? See, contrast in life is a part of being human. We know what love is because we know what it is to not have love. We know what is, how amazing it is to have a sunny day because we know how it is when it's constantly gray. We know how amazing it is to feel happy because we know what it's like to feel sad, right? So when we have contrast, when something doesn't feel good, we know that we're off track. We know that we're unaligned. And the quickest way to get back into alignment, we don't need to get into a, oh my God, I think I need to meditate for an hour and I need to go away and get on a trip to Bali and do this and do that, right? But in order to get back aligned, there's only two human emotions, love and fear. We need to align with love because fear is when we've bought into comparison. Fear is when we've bought into lack consciousness. Fear is when we've gone into overwhelm, stress, anxiety, I'm not enough. And it's in fear that we are really disconnected from the power that is us, from the limitless nature that we are, from the ever knowing, incredible being that resides within each and every one of us, the divine consciousness that we were actually birthed from, that we are. That is what wholeness is. And when we can get back and into alignment with that, which is the most simple thing, which is knowing the path to feeling good never feels bad. So if we're feeling bad, if we're thinking bad thoughts, if we're feeling bad thoughts, if we're eating bad foods, if we're doing things that don't feel good, then we're not aligned and we're not connected to source. We're not connected with our highest self. So when I'm speaking, I just want you guys, I'm not pushing religion on anybody, whatever that is for you, whether it's Mother Nature, whether it's source, whether it's you, whether it's God, whether it's whatever that is, synonymously bring that in, that when I'm talking about divine consciousness, that is the source and power that I am speaking into. So when I got the word balance, balance was really about how can we no longer live in extremes? How can we actually recognize that it's in love, in life, in laughter, in the slowing down, in the savoring of what is, in the blessing of what is, in the amplification of all that we have and all that we are, in that love, in residing in that, in the slowing, in the being, in the experiencing of all that is in this moment, not in the future, not in the past. That is where the gifts lie. And it's in that balance that then we can create more ease, have more flow, and get the things that we want and have them brought to us naturally. And that is truly the power of us beings. It is all about vibration. What you think about comes about, right? Where you are vibrating, when you are in a happy place, good things come to you. When you are in a bad place, did you ever notice bad things just keep happening? And you're like, what is wrong? Oh my God, I'm not, you know? So you really want to be conscious of your words and you want to be conscious of what you're doing. We do not need to struggle in order to have what we want. We don't need to work hard and push and strive and make things challenging. That's when we're out of connection. And the other piece of information that was really, really important in the messages that I received to relate to you is that it's in the being, not the doing, where the joy lies. It's in the being, not the doing, where you're actually going to have more of what you want. See, we all say, I want the money, I want the this, I want the that, but in reality, prayer for happiness, it encompasses everything. When we state a desire to the universe, we don't have to keep repeating it over and over again. It has been heard. And any desire that we have is already meant for us and available to us. The only thing that we need to do, well, it's available to us and is meant for us, or we wouldn't even have the desire. We wouldn't see it. We wouldn't feel it. We wouldn't desire it to begin with. A desire in your heart is meant for you or it wouldn't be yours. So there's immense power and beauty in that, because when you know a desire in your heart is meant for you, then nothing is standing in the way. The only thing that will ever stand in the way is your resistance to it. And by resistance, what I mean is, do you not believe that what you want is possible? So you can sit here and affirm 1,000 ways till Sunday that you want $1 million. But if you don't actually believe that you could ever have $1 million, then you can keep repeating it years and years and see if and we get into the belief through the feeling, right? So I'm going to take you guys through a powerful process that I love, that I created, that I teach. And I can't give full credit to everything. I've learned it through a multitude of teachers and incredible people that have blessed my life and just work that I've done. I've been in this field for 12 years now. So I have extensive knowledge and have learned from many. And a lot of it's universal teachings that go back to the 1800s with Aristotle to Rhonda Byrne from The Secret to Bob Proctor to, yeah, I mean, Marianne Williamson, you name them, I can keep going here. And I can also say that, and then combining that with things that I've done that have worked for me immensely. And I can say that if there are things that you're wanting that have not come with, then of the having of them in your consciousness. And the more that we can eradicate that, which I'm going to show you today, the faster things will come to you. So whatever your current reality is, whatever's going on for you, whether it's illness, whether it's needing a job, whether it's life is incredible and you just want it to get better and better, whether it's wanting the body, wanting the love, we're going to be able to apply that. You're going to be able to apply what I'm teaching you today to that. And also, there was a link below this where you can get the six-step process in a document for you, a handout that I created specifically for you. So you can go through and do this process completely free. So I really, really want you to have an incredible year. And I want you to have all the tools and resources to be able to support you in doing that. And I really felt called to give you this process. So the other thing that I want to tell you is Gabriella is coming to you. I'm going to go through the process. So it will take more time for you to do on your own on the other side. But I never give anything so lengthy that you're like, oh my God, homework. What I do want you to really recognize is that you are a co-creator and there are things that you're wanting and life is meant to be good and life is meant to be beautiful and life is meant to be juicy and it's meant to feel better and it's meant to feel easy. And if a lot of challenging things have been coming to you, that's okay. You are not at fault for them. There is no one working against you. And you can choose to say, this is going to be my best year yet and affirm it and affirm it and affirm it. Before we even get started, another thing that I want to say to you is your words are your wand. They can create for you or against you. So I really want you to be conscious of your words. And the next piece to that that I want you to be conscious is of your thoughts. Your thoughts create. Florence Scovelshin said in the book, The Game of Life and How to Play It, incredible book. And I would suggest to everybody to get her complete works. It's amazing. It's a red book. It's all of them combined. And the next piece to this is that your thoughts create things. So pay attention to what you're thinking. One of the fastest ways the quickest way is to know if you actually align with what you believe being meant for you is say it to yourself out loud and notice if a contradictory thought comes in right away. So if you're like, let's just stick with, let's say it's body, right? And you're like, I have my ideal body. I have my ideal body. I have my ideal body. And a thought comes in right away that's like, nah, you're fat. Or that's not true. You're overweight. You just weighed yourself today. Or blah, blah, blah. You have to actually these words out and repeat to yourself and affirm that which you want to be true. Okay. So it's really, really important. And that's the easiest and fastest way to really go, do I believe what I'm affirming to myself? And it's okay if when you're saying things, they don't feel like your truth. They're not going to at first. But the more you do them in repetition for months, the more they will become your reality. And the mind does not know the difference between a dream and reality. So feed it what you want. Tell it what you want. And then what you want will become yours. All right? So let's go into the six-step process. Okay. So are you ready? I'm very, very excited. Okay. Oh my gosh. All right, wait. Here we go here. My 2021 miracle manifestation six-step process. So step one, I want you to set the stage. So you never want to do this when like your kids are running around and your partner's talking to you or like you're on a Zoom meeting and you're like, I'm trying to get my process in. you want to be intentional. It was really fascinating. My acting teacher who was on last week, Eric Morris, incredible. Please go and watch that if you have not. He was sharing in our class this week about how he actually studied with Lucille Ball. And he said that somebody said to her, you guys know Lucille Ball, right? Passed away, but I would, unless I'm like super dating myself here. And he was sharing that I just love incredible people that have done incredible things and left an incredible mark on the world. And especially that she was female and was doing this at a time when this was, you know, she was one of the rare and few that was in Hollywood with her own show and was the star of the show. And, you know, she was a mom. She was an incredible wife. She was a teacher. She loved artists. She loved creators. She loved anybody that was creating. And he said he had never seen anybody that gave so much attention to something. Now, why does this tie in? How does this tie in with a miracle manifestation process? I'm going to tell you. She was asked, how do you get everything done? And her answer was, I do everything one step at a time and I give it all of my attention. So how often are we doing things and we've got our phones open and we've got our computer open, but then we're sitting there trying to have a conversation, or we're sitting down with somebody who we love and we're on our phones, or we're at a family dinner and we're thinking about other things and then our phone's ringing and then we're doing this. I'm bringing up a lot of knowledge that takes us away from being present. So just imagine if you gave all of your undivided attention to the exact single task that you're doing in that moment. If you're having a conversation with somebody, that is the only thing that you are doing. You're not thinking about other things. You're not responding to people while, you know, there's nothing worse than when you're talking to somebody and they're like, oh no, I'm listening. I can multitask. I'm like, why are we, I'll call you another time. I might get more of your attention then, right? So I say this because what if you committed this year that you would give all of your attention to that task that you're doing? So if you're doing a work project, you're on that one specific project, not thinking about 10 of them. If you're posting on social, you're doing your post. If you're speaking with your child, you're speaking with your child, right? Like with your partner, whatever you're doing it. And I love that she shared, instead of saying like, how do you get it all done? Aren't you overwhelmed? Oh my God, you've got the show, you've got this. I do it one thing at a time and I give it everything that I've got, one thing at a time. I thought that was a beautiful message and I really want to share it. Okay, so step one, I want you to set the stage. I want you to be intentional with this process, right? And really align yourself with this process. Get in a quiet room to connect and get clear. Get a journal specifically for this, or a journal that you use. I like to have journals for specific things. So you and your journal get a specific journal for 2021 and name it my best life 2021 journal, okay? Light a candle to call in divine. Again, divine is whatever you want that to be, but light, fire is powerful and it's a powerful element to bring into the process, natural element. By what you feel called to. This is to invoke the feminine and abundance in your home and space. So if you're a man, this would invoke the masculine. Step two. So we're all clear on what that is and you're going to be intentional. I am now doing my 2021 miracle manifestation six-step process, right? Step two is clarity is key. Ask yourself, what is it you really want? Now, this is something that many don't do, and they don't do it in detail. I want money. How much money? How would you want it to come in? Do you want it to come in just through various revenue streams? Do you want it to come in through book sales? Do you want it to come in through a new business you're starting? Do you want it to come in through a side hustle? Do you not even care how it comes in? Do you want it to be a magical check that, you know, you get $50,000 in the mail from unexpected source? Ask yourself what it is you really want. Don't just say, I want my dream career. What do you think that is? I want clarity around my dream career would give more guidance, but I want you to get clear on the things that you're wanting. The key to this exercise is to take all logic out, reality and limited thinking out of the equation. So I don't want you to base what you really want on your current reality. This is where many people make a mistake. They go, oh, well, I guess I'd want a raise. Well, do you want a raise? Well, I guess, you know, maybe I'd want to, you know, move into this position. Okay, so you must really love your job. You want to stay with the company, right? Like, these are questions that I'll ask, you know, my clients. And then it's like, oh no, what would I really want to do? Oh my God, no, it wouldn't be this job at all. I'm just good at this, or I've just been doing this so long, it's natural. Or, you know, oh, well, you know, my relationship is what it is. You know, we've been married a long time. I mean, it is what it is. It's okay. He's more of my friend than blah, blah, blah. Okay, so why don't you set an intention that you ignite your love and, you know, fall madly in love with one another again? Why settle? I don't want you guys settling. I want to know what it is you really want. What is it you really want in this life? You have a blank slate. No one's saying you have to be this or have to be that. There's nothing with society. What is it you want? I don't care how much money you currently make. What do you want? If don't sit there and go, oh, well, like maybe like another, you know, if we could update our house, maybe a new kitchen. Okay, do you want a new kitchen or do you want a whole new house? What do you want? Right? Say it. I want a month off. I want to start a business with my best friend. I want to, what is it? Right? Get clarity. If you could be, do, have anything, what would it be? Okay. What would it be? Step two is clarity. Step three, be very detailed. It's not enough to just say you want a new job or you want to be a writer, for example. What kind of writer? What will your career look like? Do you write for magazines? Are you a New York Times bestseller? Is it fiction? Is it nonfiction? Does it take off right away? Right? Like, do you get discovered by somebody? What is that? Get as detailed as possible. I personally like to separate areas of my life and get clear on the exact way I want them to be, feel, and what I want them to look like, right? So areas that you can create clarity around your desires are, for example, health and body, career, family, home, travel, education, or spirituality. And this is just, maybe it's also creativity. Maybe it's, travel's on there. And maybe it's not any, you know, maybe you just break it down to career, health, and family. You know, whatever that is for you, but pick out the ones that you feel called to, where you're looking at your life going, these are the things that I want. And many of you might go, I never actually gave it much thought. I never gave thought to travel. I just always say I want to travel. But you know, as a result, we kind of just travel in the US, or I've only done weekend trips, right? Or I've only planned one big trip a year, when in reality, I'd really love three. Right? Like, get detailed and ask yourself, if this is my last year, right? And I want it to be my best year. What is it? What am I doing? How am I spending my time? What does it look like and feel like? So add in or take out what doesn't speak to you. Another thing that it's important to note, that if getting detailed overwhelms you, I've found that when I've done this exercise, with myself and with my clients, if you have a dream that may be too big or feels very, very different than what your current life is, right? Like, maybe your marriage really isn't going well and you're like, I want to be in love. Like, I want this and I want that. And maybe, you know, there hasn't been intimacy and you guys haven't gotten along and you're really in a bad way with one another and on the brink of divorce. You might be going, like, sitting there going like, oh my God, we're so in love and so happy. That might feel not possible. It might start to trip you up. There might be too much resistance because the heartbreak and the reality of your current situation is too forward facing for you. So what I suggest is, if that's the case, simply state and write down, and you want to write this down. I don't want you to type this. There's power in taking a pen to paper. It is really quite magical. There is scientific proof around it. Please take a pen to paper first. And then if you need to type this out later, by all means. But then just write something, for instance, with your relationship, like, my husband and I are doing better than ever. And, you know, I can't believe it, but we had the most incredible year of our marriage this past year. you know, like something of that nature, and allow for the universe to step in. So again, it's important to note that if getting detailed overwhelms you or makes your dream feel too unattainable, then break it down into smaller goals, desires, or dreams and get less detailed and allow for the universe to fill in the gaps. Okay. Step four, see it and step into the vision of it. So one of the things that I love to do, and you want to bring in something called sense memory to bring your vision to life. And sense memory is essentially the five senses, right? Smell, taste, sound, and touch. So for example, if you want a new house, bring in the smell of fresh paint, or the views. If you want love, bring in their smell, their touch, the feeling of their hand on yours, their feeling of them holding you, right? If you're wanting money, think about the amount that you would want and what you would do with it. How would you spend it? What would be the clothes? How would you feel in the clothes? What would be some of the things that you buy? What would be the reactions from other people if you wanted to give them gifts? Maybe you want to donate a lot of money, right? So what would that feel like? How abundant, how financially prosperous would you feel? So in step four, you want to see it and step into the vision of it, right? The actual entire process is feeling it. So step five is feeling it. You want to combine the vision with the feeling of having already achieved it. So a pro tip here is bring your vision and feelings to life through actions. An example, again, if you want a new house, go to open houses in the area you want to live in, right? I don't care how far out of your ballpark and whatever that is for you, go. And see which house speaks to you and go inside the house and imagine that it's yours. You're walking into your new home. If you want a new car, test drive the car you want. If you want money, write yourself a check in the exact amount and place it in your wallet or a place where you can see it daily and feel having it. Do things that invoke the feeling of having it. Many times with manifestation, it's putting things into action for the things that you're wanting. So if you're wanting to travel, go as far as to get and actually do a Pinterest board with your travel trip or book it, reserve it, but don't put any money down. Sit there and be like, oh, okay, I'm going to go to Greece. Like I understand COVID right now, but start to look for travel, put dates in and look at amounts. What would it be like for 6 months from now? Where would you go? Start to investigate, create an itinerary. Tell everybody that you're going to go to Greece, right? What would you buy? What would you pack your bag? Maybe you want to do some online shopping. You just want to put stuff in a cart. You're not going to buy it yet, right? It's the same thing. Okay, you want your perfect body. Great. Put a number on the scale that you see, right? With that's your ideal number on the scale if you want to do it that way. Put a picture of yourself on a dream body and put it up everywhere. The more visual cues that you can give yourself, the more you will start to feel as if it's happening. And the more that you feel it, what you think about comes about, right? Does that make sense? All right. So step six, now this is super powerful and I love this. So in step six, I want you to write a thank you letter and imagine yourself sitting across from me and telling me all the things that changed for you this past year from a place of deep gratitude, right? Feel the letter. So you don't have to write a letter a day. You're going to write a letter. And it's really, really important that in feeling it and feeling everything you wrote having happened, right? So this letter needs to be written in, it has to start with, this letter must start with, I am so happy and grateful that I now met the love of my life. I am so happy and grateful that I now am at my perfect weight. I'm so happy and grateful that I'm now a blah, 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 and have my dream job and millions of dollars at my disposal. I'm financially free, right? Whatever this is for you. I'm so happy and grateful that I blah, 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 put it in. And you're going to write this out. And I want you to think, if you were telling the love of your life, if you were telling your parents, if you were telling your best friend, if you were telling me, how excited would you be if you were looking back 1 year from today and sat there and were like, oh my God, everything came true. Like, it happened. And oh my God, like this was the best year of my life. You can start off saying, this was the best year of my life. I am so happy and grateful that I now have the life that I've always wanted. I'm so happy and grateful that this, and this, oh my God, this is how it unfolded. And this is how it unfolded. And you want to put it in the present tense. I have, right? It's already done. It's in present tense to write anything in I want or I desire or I hope. We don't want to use the words want, desire, hope, I'm becoming, right? I'm excited to. No. We're not putting anything in the future tense. We don't want to instruct the universe that we want something later. We want it now, right? We want it to happen now. So what is that for you? I want you to write it out. And what you're going to do is you're going to write this thank you letter and imagine yourself sitting across from me or whomever really, really would excite you, and telling me all that changed for you this past year from a place of deep gratitude. Write the letter, everything having happened, and be so ecstatic from a place of gratitude and immense joy. The key to step six is feeling it. Feel everything you wrote having happened and you recounting it. The letter again must start with, I am so happy and grateful that I now have. You are going to read this letter every day for the year, and witness the unfolding of your desires as they come to fruition. Okay? So this is my most powerful miracle manifestation process. It works. It's incredible. Trust me. Stay committed. Do it for a minimum of 60 days and watch what happens for you. Truly, and I can't wait to hear because it will be, oh, it's cutting dry. It will be so exciting to see what unfolds. So please, please keep me in the loop. Email me at support@melissacaffron.com or post below in the comments. Let me know. But please, if you're sitting here and you're going, I really want this to be my year. I really want this to be my year. Then get off the wishing and move into making it happen. Please remember that you are co-creating. You are co-creating in this process. And always in all days, right? Every day. So you want to be working in that energy and you want life to be happening for you. You want to wake up and be intentional. Write out how you want that day to go. Write out, this is the best day. Begin with your intention and then go right into gratitude. Gratitude for your bed, gratitude for your health, gratitude for your family, gratitude for love, gratitude for the sunshine, and gratitude in the most simplest form. To amplify and bless all that you have and all that you are now, to bring in more amazingness into your life. And when things start to feel out, just check in and go, am I aligned? Have I remembered that I am of divine consciousness and that everything I want to be, do, or have is within me? So do I believe this? Am I co-creating? Am I questioning? Am I going in? Am I looking for signs of what it is that I'm desiring? And looking for support from the universe to back me up, to recognize and prove to me that the universe has my back. Am I sitting here and asking for guidance all the time? Or am I believing that I need to go at life alone? Am I sitting here and charging forward from a place that I need to have it all figured out, that I'm alone, that life is hard, and that I need to move forward and struggle? No, that is not the way to go, right? So I want you to really recognize that you get to co-create, that you have the power within you at all times. And anytime you feel any discord just means that there is contrast, which is showing you that you're out of alignment, that you're thinking things that are not true to your soul, or else they would feel good for you. Remember, the path to feeling good never feels bad. So if you're thinking thoughts that don't feel good, they're not meant for you. If you are feeling emotions that don't feel good, they're not meant for you. You are off track. Your emotions are your barometer at all times, in all ways, to show you what it is that you want and where you are at all times in life, and if you're on the right track or not. So know that you are always being supported for the path of least resistance, the path of most joy, to the path that is the easiest for you to get from point A to point Z without struggle. But in order to align with that path, we need to be checking in and asking, am I on the right path? Is this the right way? Does this feel good for me? If it doesn't feel good, we want to check in and go, okay, if this doesn't feel good and I don't want to be doing this and this isn't making me happy, then where do I get to course correct? And when that part of you might be going, well, we don't always get to do what makes us happy or blah, blah, blah. Check in and ask, whose voice is that? Where does that come from? And is that really true? Can I choose a different experience? Can I choose to see what's in front of me through a new lens? Can I choose to see that person with love? Can I choose to see emotions, love, and fear? And when we're operating from love, everything is possible. And we transmit more love. And when we're seeing through loving eyes, it is very different than when we're seeing life as working against us and seeing through eyes of victimhood or anger or despair or overwhelm or stress, right? So we can always align back with love. And that's a really important thing. And something that I always do, I was called to this prayer years ago, or called to create this prayer years ago when I was meditating in New York City, where I used to live. And I remember I was sitting on the floor of my apartment in the West Village. And I just started, you know, saying, God, may I love me as you love me. And may I see me as you see me. May I hear only loving thoughts. May I speak only loving words. May I give only love and receive only love. I am you. You are me. We are one. And it's always stuck with me, and it's profound, and it was beautiful, and it's powerful. And it came to me at a time when I didn't love me, and I didn't see in me what others saw or what God saw. And it was a pain for me in my heart where I knew that I really wanted to, but I didn't. And my negative mind would override the part of me that wanted to love me. So in doing that prayer and turning it over, I was given grace and I was brought back to a place where I learned to love me implicitly. And now I'm just in a full-on love affair with myself all the time. And it's a beautiful and magical place to be. And it's in the simplest surrendering of self and saying, may I see me as you see me. May I see the divine consciousness that resides within me. And may I see that and be that for all those I encounter. And you know, what's really powerful with that too is we're all connected. And the more love you give, the more love you receive. And the more joy you give, the more joy you receive. And it's ever flowing in this beautiful cosmic universe that we're in. So I want to thank you so much. I can't wait to hear how this goes for you. And thank you again for being here. And I will see you next week with Dr. Kellyanne Petrucci, the creator and founder of the Bone Broth Diet, to answer your many questions on bringing in the new year for the new you in the best health that we can and yet. All right. I will see you then.
Thank you for joining me today. If this podcast episode was super helpful for you, please share with your friends, guys. Sharing is caring. What would mean the world is an awesome review on iTunes. Simply click and give your 5-star review so I can keep bringing you great content to support you in shining bright, playing big, and living as your most beautiful, authentic, and powerful self in a body you love. This show doesn't stop here, so join our exclusive and private Facebook community called Wholeness with Melissa Catherine. Simply ask to join to receive endless complimentary videos, monthly Facebook lives exclusive for this community, and be a part of an awesome, sacred, safe space of incredible, like-minded women just like you, where you can feel heard, express, and receive additional guidance. And I have something else that's incredible for you this month. So if you've been struggling to understand why you sabotage the things that you want, girl, this is my zone of genius and this is what I do. So I have created a quiz for you based off of my international best-selling book called Eat Right for Your Archetype. This quiz is going to help you to identify which archetype you are so you can break free from self-sabotage to release weight and step into your power in life. So this is so much more. Even if you don't have to release weight, this is about being healthy, and your health and wellness is what empowers you to your greatness. So simply head on over to melissacatherine.com/quiz to take that quiz today, and you will receive your results right away, right in your inbox. All right. Thanks so much, guys. And I will see you in the next episode.